back to Ask Us Anything. This is the short episode every week where we try to tackle one work question and one ridiculous question. We still have our long episode at the end of the week. And if you want to submit a question, you can go to jschwedelson.com/podcast. And there's a big button, Ask Us Anything, and you could submit your question there. But this week, I wanted to do something different. This week, we're going to talk about hate mail. I get in a lot of very positive feedback, and I really do appreciate that. But I also get in a lot of hate mail. And the reason I want to share, I'm actually going to read to you some of the hate mail that I get, is because I think it's important for all of us to really not let this negative feedback change our plans, change what we want to do, change our marketing efforts. So often as marketers or business owners, we forget about all the positive stuff and all we remember is the negative stuff. And we let the loudest voice in the room change what it is that we're going to do. And I never do that. If someone leaves me a nasty comment on LinkedIn posts I did, which I get all the time, I just block them and they're gone from my brain forever. And I get a lot of emails that are just wild. So I want to read some of them to you. And I might do this once a month because to me, it's just pure entertainment that people take the time to send me this stuff. All right, so let me read to you. I have these emails here. I want to read to you some of the emails that I get. So here's one. Okay, first one says, I admire your dedication to testing the limits of human endurance with your podcast. It's like an audio marathon of suffering. That is amazing. I got that. Wow. I put them in a folder. Whenever I get these, I put them in a folder and I save them. They crack me up. All right, here's the next one. And you think they make me upset, but they just are pure entertainment. All right, next one. Why do you feel you need to share your horrible taste in television? Stay in your marketing lane or I am done with your podcast. Oh no, you're going to leave. I will never stop sharing my taste in television. You should not be listening. Like, why are you listening? I got this one, which is fair. This one is actually accurate. This email just says, you are annoying, which is true. I am annoying. I annoy myself. Okay, next one I got. These are amazing. Why do I love these? I don't know. I have a problem. It says, your podcast is the reason noise-canceling headphones were invented. That doesn't even make any sense, but it is funny. Okay, this one's the best. This is the best one because they made a top five reasons list. Who takes the time to do this? Just don't listen ever again. What is wrong with people? Amazing. Okay, the top five reasons I don't like you. Okay, your podcast feels more like a therapy sessions than informative content, number one. Number two, your obsession with recounting your personal life is weird. Number three, I'd rather watch paint dry than hear about your excruciatingly bad TV shows you subject yourself to. And then the last one, number five, your podcast is too short. Doesn't make any sense. So they want my podcast to be longer, to have more stuff they don't like. My podcast is too short. What is that? Okay. And then the last one is, you are a disservice to the marketing world. Go away. Oh my God. I love all of these. I love all these. And I think the lesson to take from all of this is that you really can't let it penetrate you. And even like on the email side, because I do talk about email a lot. Sometimes what happens in an organization is you'll get in a nasty gram, right? You'll send out an email campaign and maybe the campaign actually works really great, but you get one email or two emails in from some keyboard commando that was like, this is the worst thing ever. Why are you sending this to me? You're a spammer. You're a horrible person. And the email will be sent to everybody in your company. And then what do we all do in marketing? We're like, oh no, we're sending out too much email. We need to pause. We need to scale back because we got this nasty gram. No, that person has an issue in their life. Okay. It's not the one email that you sent them. They probably sent 10 nasty grams in that same day. So don't let that loudest voice change what you're going to do because you need to keep pushing forward. You know what's working. You know what's right. And don't let that one loud voice who's having a really off day change everything that's going on. And if anybody feels bad for me, which you shouldn't, okay, I do get a lot of love. I will tell you that I appreciate everybody leaving positive reviews. We've actually had 1,100 reviews on Apple and Spotify, okay, which is a lot for a podcast. And would you believe that 1,099 were 5-star and we got 1 4-star review. That's it. I don't know who the 4-star person is. I'm finding you. Don't worry about me. I got thick skin. And by the way, you want to leave a review? That's great. And even if it's a bad review, it's okay. I could deal with it. That's part of marketing. That's part of being in business. You're not going to be able to be all things for everybody. I know this was a departure from our normal episode, but here's a weird transition. I do want to tell you about the most amazing company that is the exclusive sponsor of this podcast, Marigold. And people only say positive things about Marigold. They don't get bad reviews because they're awesome. I give them a positive review because they are my email marketing sending platform. They are incredible. Okay. And if you're looking for an email platform, check out Marigold. They have this new piece of content, which you got to download. It is the Relationship Marketer's Guide to Generative AI. And in this guide, it has all these AI prompts that are just awesome that I'm using for my business. If you want this guide from Marigold, you go to jschwedelson.com/Marigold. That is jschwedelson.com/Marigold. And you can download it there for free. And if you're thinking about a new email platform, you got to go to meetmarigold.com and check them out. They are what I use for my marketing. And if you don't like me, that's okay. You could send me an email and tell me, because I think once a month I have to read my hate mail. This is too much fun for me, pure entertainment. So check out our episode, the end of the week, where we actually share useful things, tactics, tips, and stuff. And thanks for being here. You did it. You made it to the end. Nice. But the party's not over. Subscribe to make sure you get the latest episode each week for more actionable tips and a little chaos from today's top marketers. And hook us up with a 5-star review if this wasn't the worst podcast of all time. Lastly, if you want access to the best virtual marketing events that are also 100% free, visit guruevents.com so you can hear from the world's top marketers like Damon John, Martha Stewart, and me. Guruevents.com. Check it out.